Great. Welcome back to the seed stage. For the last two lessons, we've been talking about why we would want to plant seeds of faith in our kids. And today, we're going to talk about why we wouldn't want to do this. What kind of things hold us back, and how can we get past these? A few years ago, I desperately wanted to develop a habit of doing family devotions at the breakfast table, but it was really difficult because I found myself faced with several obstacles. So the first obstacle was my own distractibility. By evening, I was just burned out on, you know, doing dishes and kitchen cleaning, as I'm sure you can identify with. So I would leave it until morning, and I found those few minutes when everyone was quietly-ish eating breakfast to be perfect for unloading the dishwasher or sweeping the floor. So that's what I would be doing instead of reading the Bible, which is what I wanted to do. Second, I couldn't find anything that really met the spiritual needs of all three of my children. So at this point, I think my youngest was probably still a baby. So first, I was distracted. Second, I couldn't find the right thing for them. And third, I just forgot. So those were my obstacles. What are yours? That's my question for you. What are the obstacles you are facing? The ones that currently keep you from your calling to share Jesus with your kids? So it's homework time again, but just like yesterday, this is not busy work. This homework is going to help you poke around in your brain to see what's really holding you back. Maybe you already have some really solid rhythms of faith in your family, but I bet you've had moments this week where you wanted to pick up the Bible and read with your kids and somehow it didn't happen, or you wanted to pray but something happened again and it just didn't happen, or maybe you, like me, are in kind of a schedule flux right now. Maybe you're on holidays or it's summer and things just all kind of go out the door. So there's lots of reasons why we wouldn't do this. So we're actually going to write those out and look at them. We're going to figure out what happened there and really just become aware of our obstacles so they can stop holding us back. So before we start listing our obstacles, I really invite you to pray over this process. And for everything, I hope I've been saying that. Let's make sure that we pray about it, right? We want to invite God in. Let Him speak to you about your habits and your lifestyle and the state of your own relationship with Him. And this isn't just so that we can see all the bad things. We're going somewhere with this, just so you know. So, first thing you're going to do is pray. And the second thing is you're going to list your obstacles. You may actually need to think and pray about this for a day or two. They might not all come at one time. On page 2 of today's download, I give you a big list of obstacles that you might be fighting against, ranging from things like, I'm too busy, I don't know how, I'm not a strong enough Christian, my kids are too little, my kids are too big, my husband doesn't help, my kids tune out, or they're distracted, or they don't want to. So I have kind of really narrowed them down. If you look at that list that I give you in today's download, there's a lot of options there. But you might find you have different options as well, different obstacles, things that are keeping you from doing this. So once you've spent some time with God, letting Him reveal what's holding you back, it's time to surrender these obstacles to God. So why? Because in Jeremiah 32:27, God says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Nope. Philippians 1:6 says, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God wants this to work because He wants to use you to work in your child's life. This is His work. He wants it to succeed. But we also know a few other things about God. We know that He is a jealous God who wants us to worship Him above all others. That means our schedules, our priorities, our struggles, and all our excuses all need to submit to Him. Ouch, I need to remind myself of that on a daily basis. Just today, I had to spend some time listening to my prayer and scripture podcast before I started here. I was like, oh man, I really need God. So now we're going to directly combat our obstacles with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, right? So you see, trying to overcome our obstacles on our own is like approaching a great big wall and building a tiny little set of stairs. We can't do it. But with God, we can get over it, like the stack of chairs in this picture. However, although the stack of chairs is a fun picture, these blue and red chairs piled up in front of this wall, overcoming the obstacles is actually more like surrendering to God with our hands upraised than building a stack of chairs. So it's actually easier. So here's what you get to do today. You get to write down your obstacle. You're going to pray about it and ask God what he wants to show you about this particular obstacle. And write down what he brings to mind. If you think it's a Bible verse, but you're not sure, you can use Google to find out where it comes from and to find out what the actual passage is. And that's it. You're going to kind of rinse and repeat. If you have a few obstacles, you're going to write down the next one. You're going to pray about it. And you're going to write down what comes to mind, whether it's it might be something that maybe God gives you an idea of how you can kind of get past this obstacle. Maybe God wants to give you a promise that he is going to get you past this obstacle. I don't know what it'll be. This is between you and God. So now that you've articulated why you're here and why it's important for you as mom to plant seeds of faith in your kids by establishing rhythms of faith at home, and you also know what's keeping you from moving forward. But we can't forget the most important ingredient in discipling our kids, God. It's never about us and what we can teach on our own strength. It's about God and his strength. Ultimately, our children belong to him. So I'm going to pray for us a prayer of release. I'd love for you to pray it along with me or use your own words. So you can find this specific prayer on page 4 of the homework download. All right, ready to pray with me? God, you are the maker of all creation. You are the maker of my family, and you are the lover of our souls. You are holy and just and have called us according to your purpose. Thank you for inviting us into relationship with you. Give us the desire for more of you each day. You have promised that I can approach your throne of grace with confidence so that I may receive mercy and find grace to help in my time of need. My time of need is now, and I desperately need your help. Help me to trust in you with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding when it comes to spiritually parenting my kids. I am confident that you are the one who started this good work in my family, and you are the one who will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This is all for your glory, not mine. I am confident that you equip the called, and as I am called to spiritually parent my children, I will be able to do this through you who gives me strength. As the soil makes the sprout come up and the garden causes the seed to grow, help me to remember that you are the one who will ultimately make righteousness and praise spring up in my family. Then our family will grow in righteousness and be part of your family forever. May we be like shoots planted by you, and may we be the work of your hands for the display of your splendor. And in the power of your holy name, I claim your promise that my children will grow up to be called oaks of righteousness. May they be a planting of the Lord that brings honor and glory to your name, Lord. In your powerful, perfect, and holy name, amen. All right, the very last thing you're going to do to finish off this seed stage is to sign and date the pledge at the back of your homework. Then snap a picture, and you can share it in the comments. You can email it to me. Do what you want with it. But I'd love for you to share it with me somehow. So I, Christy, know that I do not have to be perfect in order to point my kids to Christ. He is the only perfect one. I, Christy, acknowledge that I don't have it all together now, and I never will. But I know the one who does, and I trust him to help me overcome all obstacles. I, Christy, am ready to follow God's call on my life and to obey his call to disciple my children. Now, before we wrap up the seed stage, I want to encourage you with my favorite Tim Keller quote. He says, "Helplessness, not holiness, is the first step to accessing the presence of God." Being helpless is the first step. So if you're feeling a little helpless right now because of all these obstacles, you are in the right place. Take some time to process through your personal obstacles and allow God to speak his peace and love and joy over you. Because when God is for us, who can be against us? So next, we're going to grow into the sprout stage, where you're ready to take it up to the next level and start a new little habit. So even if you already have some rhythms of faith that are going really well in your home, we're going to try and implement something new, something that you've been wanting to do but haven't been able to do yet. So I'm really excited to sprout with you. And also, your last thing, make sure that you pop over to the Golden Nugget link and type in one thing you want to remember from this lesson. Share your Golden Nugget with the group too if you want. You can leave it in the comments in the Facebook group or in the membership site so we can learn from what God is teaching you.